She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today's topic is on salvage vehicles. When cars declared total after an accident or damage to the body or whatever, it goes as salvage vehicle on the registrations. Well, not all states post it as salvage vehicle. Okay? Now, the dangerous part is you buy insurance for that salvage vehicle legally. If you have an accident, they don't have to cover you and pay you for that salvage vehicle. Because think of it, common sense, folks. Would you pay for rubbish? Salvage vehicle is rubbish. But the way the insurance companies have set up what is salvage vehicle, so-called salvage vehicle, is if the cost of the damage is close to the value of the car, they call it a salvage vehicle. It's a total car. Well, we had a case way back where this elderly couple in Hanamaui, a truck backed into their Toyota, and the truck bent the radiator support. That piece goes across the front under the hood that holds the radiator. Well, the insurance company claims that that is a total. So I had to go talk to them about not totaling the car, because that piece is replaceable and it doesn't affect the frame. Well, they finally understood, and I told them those people, the old people, cannot go out and buy another car with the amount of money you're going to give them. So they agreed to fix it. And the car was good. Now, I can see if the frame or the body is twisted from the accident, then, yeah, it is a salvaged vehicle. But there was another case where old Cutlass Supreme, old one, somebody backed into her headlight. Headlight, folks. And they claimed it's a salvaged vehicle. I said, no. That's ridiculous. They wanted to give her only $500 for the car and take her car. Well, she got so upset, she said, forget it. And she paid for the repair on her own, and the car was okay. So I'm not saying all insurance companies are no good, but you got to be careful. Okay? When you buy a used car, make sure it was not a salvage vehicle, because then you're going to have problems. Lots of problems. And the salesperson that is selling you the insurance, they don't care. They'll sell you anything. So be careful. Do not deal with a salvage vehicle. Okay? Now, if you go with Carfax, there's a lot of cases where Carfax does not have the information that it was a salvaged vehicle. So, you know, it's your luck to go with them. Okay? The other thing that we need to do, and it's because of the rail, you need to call your representatives, folks. Don't be lazy. Call your representatives and tell them to take care of seniors. They're going to up the tax, the property tax on seniors. The seniors have fixed income. They cannot afford more expenses. Where are these politicians thinking? Oregon, the state of Oregon, does not tax seniors. What's the matter with Hawaii? They want to even tax the seniors' pension funds. Come on. What's wrong with that? Anyway, please protect the seniors. Okay? Do what you can. Because evidently these politicians have no love for the seniors or the children. It's all about the money. So, and the other thing we're going to talk about that's coming up really bad is VIN numbers on your car. When you buy any car, whether it's brand new or used, check the VIN number. Check the VIN number with the registration. Make sure it's legal, especially used cars, because there's a high number of cars that are being stolen now. Okay? And they use the VIN number from the safety sticker to get a key made and steal your car. Then they go to the junkyard, buy a junkyard car that's in the wreck pile, and they go get plates for it, put it on the stolen car, and sell it. So when you buy the car, you don't really know if it's stolen unless you look at the VIN number. Okay? Anyway, who do we have on the line?
Dr. Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, I thought I'd been a spot to discuss a year off early, and good thing I came into your shop on the day before New Year's Eve to do some testing with the gasoline. And what I wanted to tell the listeners were that the best gas to buy is the Shell V-Power because it's the cleanest burning out of every brand on the planet.
How much are you getting paid by Shell?
Nothing.
That's the mentality they have here.
Yeah. Nothing.
Dean is saying that because he's being paid. No, Dean is volunteering, and he spends his own money to go test the gas for you, the people of Hawaii. So.
And we found out that, yep, only the Shell V-Power, probably because of the nitrogen enrichment, has no, it's the cleanest burning. The thing won't come black. You saw how clean the we burn when we burn tested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the way. And, you know, like you said, maybe from for every 5 gallons, you just put 1 gallon ethanol. Oh, you got it neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's really good.
Yep.
But how many people will do it?
Well, I mean, hey, this is a new year. Maybe now it's a new year to try these things.
No.
So I highly recommend that people try the Shell V-Power. Put 1 gallon of ethanol for every 5 gallons of gas and see how well the car runs. I got 21.4 miles to the gallon.
Oh, it's hard to tell people that. It's so sad. It's so sad. Dean, it's really sad. You know, it's like you and I, we're wasting our time.
Yeah.
We're talking to deaf ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try our best, though, you know.
Yep.
You know, all we can do is, you know, advise people, and it's up to them. You take the horse to the water, but whether the horse drinks the water is another story.
Yep. Well, I want to thank you, Dean, for all the work you do for the people.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. If you have a question, announcement, whatever. Okay? And those of you that won the Shell gas card, you know, I don't know if Wanda said, told you, but it's 30 days to come pick it up. If you don't pick it up in 30 days, then Chaz over there is going to take it and use it for his car. Okay? So, wake up and come and get it if you won the Shell gas card. Okay? Now, what is really funny is, you know, I test gas even on the mainland. And the octane's all the same all over the place. Okay? Shell premium is what we test. But in Hawaii, each island, the octane is different, folks. Why is that? I know the politicians say I'm not checking it right. Okay, even if I wasn't checking it right, why is it that each island is different? Shouldn't it all be the same? Mm-mm. Who's next?
We have Mark from Kahului.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, George, quick question. You know this, I think it's called electromagnetic rust proofing.
Mm-hmm.
How is that thing?
Depend what brand you're getting. The original brand was called Autosaver. Uh-huh. And that one is very good. Uh-huh. Very, very good. You can ask Harvey Maeda in Kauai. He tells you it's the best.
Okay. And what? There's another brand that's junk.
Yeah, I got a lot of brands out there that's not good. They don't work.
Oh, okay. But I got a new Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah.
And the guy's trying to sell me this. It's not electronic rust proofing. It's electromagnetic
rust proofing. It's kind of like that, but it's not electromagnetic. It's I don't know how it works. It just takes away electrolysis.
Okay. They like charge me almost $600, 10-year warranty. You think I should get it?
No. Because the Autosaver is lifetime warranty.
Oh.
And it's only $400 installed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're on Maui.
Yeah.
Okay. Rodney Akau has that.
Okay.
He's on Maui.
Akau. Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So, yeah, okay. That one is better because it has a lifetime warranty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you can switch it from car to car and you still have the warranty.
And electromagnetic rust proofing is better than a spray-on.
Oh, 100 times. My 84 Chevy pickup, I had it on since I bought it brand new.
Yeah.
And people know the truck, and it doesn't have one bit of rust.
Wow.
Not even the exhaust rust.
You mean the technology for this thing is that old?
Oh, way back the thing goes.
Oh, so it's not like it's some new gimmick that doesn't work then.
No. This one works, my friend.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And that rust-proofing device, it works, folks. It really works. I've been telling you this for a long time. But people would wait until the rust starts, then it's too late. Okay, the rust starts on the bottom of the cars. The cars on the bottom, underneath, the floor and all that, is not painted. So it will rust from there. The body, the shell of it, doesn't rust. But on the floorboard, underneath the car, yeah, it'll all rust. And this rust-proofing device even keeps the exhaust from rusting. So, it's really good. I highly recommend it. Okay? And Harvey Maeda in Kauai has it. And for you people on Kauai, Harvey's number, is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has ethanol, and he also has that fantastic motor oil, Royal Purple. Okay? Give him a call. Okay. On Oahu, we have it at Nito's Auto Repair, that rust-proofing device, ethanol, and the Royal Purple. So, you can call us at 847-5554. And on Maui, you have Rodney Akau. He has it. And I don't have Rodney's number offhand right now, but later on in the show, I'll get it for you. Okay? So, anyway, I highly recommend it, especially if you're towing a boat. Really highly recommend it. So, anyway, good morning, Wanda.
Good afternoon.
And Rodney's number is 808-344-1770. 344-1770. Okay? He has that fantastic rust-proofing thing. It's really good. It covers the entire car, 100%. And it's a lifetime warranty. Okay?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, sitting here very happy. It's been a great New Year so far. Enjoyed your company New Year's Eve. It was pretty good. The vodka, a little tough, but hey, folks, only had one drink. I can still drive. But, you know, you were talking about the auto insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so funny because, you know, people don't understand what they have on their insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And they never ask the insurance company. And I think you should look through your policy and call them up and say, you know, what does this mean? What does this cover? Because when you read it, it makes no sense.
That's right.
You know, so, and my friend who listened, and I'm not going to say his name, but to prove my point, and this is, just happened last week. He's driving his truck, and the transmission goes out. So they towed the truck to the garage, right? Everything's good so far. He remembers on his insurance policy that he has a rent-a-car clause. So he calls the insurance company up and says, I need a rent-a-car. And they go, okay, when was the accident? He goes, oh, I wasn't in an accident. You see where I'm going? He thinks that, yeah, that the, he thinks he gets to rent a car, like when his car is in the like shop. I'm going, no, that's
no.
That's completely different insurance that you gotta get for that. He's like, what? I've been paying all these years for the car. What's the use of that? Of course, it's when the car is in the shop for getting in an accident. And he's going, that makes no sense. Why would I pay for that?
That's right, because the body shop has loaners.
Right. So, anyway, the more the story is, folks, you need to, you know, sit down and look at your policy, see what you have.
Yep.
And, you know, on the older cars, if you have, and he had full coverage, and his car is like 15 years old. And like you were saying earlier, you're going to pay, and the insurance company is going to give you $25 or $500. And then you're going to go, I can't get a car for $500. But you spent all those years paying the insurance company.
You could have bought a new one.
Your car. Exactly. Okay, anyway, I better go because now I'm going to have the insurance guys looking for me. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Next week, I'll be on Maui at the Willie K. Blues Festival. So hopefully you get a chance to stop by and say hi. Love to meet you guys.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next. We'll talk to you week after that. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Anyway, cars have been stolen and the news media is not putting it out. And people, don't know how they're getting the cars are getting stolen, but it's being stolen because of the VIN number on the safety sticker. All of you that have safety stickers, you look in the back, it has the VIN number on there. You take the VIN number and you can make a key. Okay? It doesn't have to be the dealer that make the key. A locksmith can make it. So I recommend getting nail polish remover or brake clean, acetone or something, paint thinner, and remove the VIN number. The VIN number is not the law to have on there. Give you an example. What if they put your social security number on your license plate? How would you like that? I don't think you'd like it. Okay? So, as far as the safety check goes, you know how my feeling on safety check. Get rid of it. It's not being enforced. It's not being done right. So why have it? 40 states don't have safety stickers. Why should we? I don't know. That's how our government wastes money. Okay? There's a big recall coming out on tires. Tires are exploding on the freeways, and they're having recalls coming out on that. And we're trying now, desperately, trying to get the video or whatever it is on this. And as soon as we get it, then we can bring it to you. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. Always look at the date of when the tire was made. The tires are good only for 5 or 6 years. After that, it's not good, even if it sat brand new on the shelf. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you're, sure, it's interesting. It was something that I heard on another show, a national show, that some people can drive drunk for 200 times in a row and not get caught.
What?
They can drive drunk 200 times and get in a car and start up 200 times and drive without getting caught.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. There are some people who have done it 2,000 times and never been caught.
Mm-hmm. They're lucky.
They've quit, gave up drinking. They've given up drinking and driving.
Well,
2,000 times.
You know, these people that are so irresponsible that do stuff like that, they don't realize what they endanger, not only themselves, but the people around them. They kill innocent people. How can you do stuff like that? That's why we had that PSA made about, I went to a party, Mom. And that's to wake up people so that they would see the light. But you know, I always say, people never learn until the funeral.
Yeah.
Then it's too late.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Honolulu history of drunk drivers. I remember, what was it, 1985, Bucky Lake killed five people.
Mm-hmm.
He was weaving. Somebody made a call. Somebody was in a Trans Am weaving out, in and out of traffic. And then tourists now.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that.
Yep. But people don't wake up.
And also, there was one night about 20 years ago, there was somebody coming down up King Street, across McCulley, and moving east, and were going 60 miles an hour. And then rear-ended somebody at University of King, knocked them across the intersection. One party was killed. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii's. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. The guy hit that big Buick Century, and he was driving a BMW.
He's driving a BMW? Yeah, it was an attorney?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember his
name. He did not get killed. He did not get injured.
Yeah.
But the husband and wife in the car that he hit died.
Yeah.
And we checked that car out. He was estimated at doing almost 100 miles an hour.
Oh, it wasn't 60 miles, it was 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Hmm.
And the back bumper of that Buick was right up on the front seat.
Back bumper was up on the front seat.
Yeah, and that Buick, according to witnesses, flew over the intersection. It flew.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't know how these people can live with that.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
That's part of the internal rusting is alcohol.
Yep.
And there's some other internal rusting too, but I guess this doesn't...
You know, instead of putting airbags on cars and stuff like that, they should put devices on cars that senses the driver is intoxicated and don't start.
They've been talking about that a long time. I thought it was...
Yeah, people only talk. But they come up fast with airbags. Airbags kill people. They kill children.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep telling people, if airbags are so good, every race car in the world would have airbags. None of them do. So, make that device instead of the airbag. Stop people from driving, period.
Yeah. But where's the worst place to drive in the world or in this country? Brazil?
I don't know.
I forgot.
I thought it was Hawaii.
You think it is?
Over here, we have so many drunk drivers. Okay?
Yeah, I usually watch from at intersection.
Yeah, be careful. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have Gina calling from the mainland on the Midwest.
Hi.
Hello, George.
Yes.
I have a question about the rust-proofing device. I have a two-part question. The first part is, you said you cannot put it on if you already have rust starting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to have the rust repaired and killed and repaired and then put it on?
Yes.
Painted, put it on?
Yes.
Okay. So you said that the rust starts at the bottom of the car first?
A majority of the cars today are new cars. The rust is all on the bottom because the floorboards and everything is not painted.
So if you have an older car and you want to check to see if it has rust, you probably would put it up and check the bottom to see if there's rust. And if there's no rust, then it's okay. You can put
yes.
on the rust.
Yes, European cars usually don't have rust.
Uh-huh. Okay. The other part of the question is I'm in an area where it snows, and when the highway division, they plow, and then they usually put salt on the road, and salt is very corrosive for making rust, correct?
Right, right.
So if you have a rust-proofing device on your car in the mainland where they put that salt, are you protected?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
It is, but nobody's listening.
Okay, well, that was my question. It's snowing, actually, a lot. Even in Las Vegas, it snows recently.
In the desert, it's snowing?
Yes, they just had snow a couple of days ago. A lot of snow. It's been very, very cold here.
That's unusual.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information.
Thank you for the call. Aloha. Okay. Break time.
We can go to a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call, 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, the battery cars, hybrids, all those cars, you think you're saving money, folks, but you're not. Those cars are high EMF, electronic magnetic field. All electrical stuff have that. But the big thing is, in 5 years, you're going to have a humongous bill to replace the battery. And only the dealer can do it. Okay? You're looking at $3,000 to $4,000 at the smallest. Okay? So, it's not worth it. Having an ethanol-powered car is the way to go. If you haven't tried ethanol yet, just try it. It will make your car last longer. It will make your car run better. And on a lot of cases, will give you better gas mileage. Okay? So, who's next on the line?
We have Kavika Crowley.
Hi, Kavika.
Hey, good afternoon, George. Listen, I just wanted to say I have learned so much from you on your show. By the way, I'm one of the people that did change my gasoline buying. I'm now totally Shell 92, and I've been doing that for 2 years now.
So, you like it?
Yeah. I got a little carburetor problems, but, you know, I'll get to that. But gas mileage-wise, it's been great. I don't have to put in as many, fuel injector cleaner situations mm-hmm. and all that. So, but the other thing that I want to share with you, your show is so refreshing. You know why? Because it's a whole hour of not having to listen to these dumbass public service announcements that your station runs by the thousands every day after day. It is so refreshing. And, you know, I just wanted to call. It's like I can't wait 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, no more public service announcement, and I'm going to get a lot of education. So I thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, 808-296-5467. 208-296-5467. Well, Chaz, you heard that? He don't like the public service announcements that the station puts out. I don't blame him. A lot of them is, I don't know. Anyway, the rust proofing device is the way to go on all new cars, folks. It's a million times better than the spray-on liquid rust proofing that they used to put on. I think it was called Z-Bart or something like that. Yeah. This one here, the electronic rust proofing device, protects even the exhaust. Anything metal is protected and is guaranteed for life. Okay? And that guy, Harvey Maeda, was the one that turned me on to this years ago. Years ago. And he told me how he tested it and how it works and all that. So we did the same thing. And yes, it does work. And if you didn't, the other thing that I would love for you, all of you to try is ethanol. I mean, if you don't want to run it, that's fine. It's your car, not mine. But I recommend it because I know without a benefit of a doubt that it does protect your engine. Okay? The ethanol does protect your engine. It does not harm anything. It's excellent. Only thing is, once you get hooked on it, You got to use it all the time because you're going to love it. The way the car runs is out of this world. Out of this world. Really. Okay? You can use it, as Dean said, 1 gallon to 5 gallons. And that's it. But for the classic cars, I'm recommending 30%. So 30% would be 2 gallons to 5 gallons. And that'll be better than racing fuel. Okay? So, gotta try it. For those of you that have the Mazda MPV vans, that particular van, the engine loves lightweight oil, like the Royal Purple 5W20 HPS. It has to be HPS, Harry Peter Sugar, High Performance Street. That oil is highly, highly fortified with metal protector. When you change the oil to that oil, you're going to see how smooth the engine runs. Very smooth. You can buy the oil from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash. Now, the phone number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? So, you got any questions, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, you know, we try to help you save your car. And now on the thing on the gasoline, the octane, why is it that Molokai, Lanai, and Kauai, the octane is really low? The rest of the islands is higher. Why is that? And yes, the state doesn't pay us a penny for checking it. We do it for you, you the people. So you know, and you do something about it. But did anybody do anything about it? I didn't see anything for years. Back in 05, the oil companies met with the state and asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane. And the state said, oh yeah, go ahead, go lower it. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's right for these people that supposedly work for us to go ahead and tell the oil companies it's all right to go lower the octane? So when that lady from the TV station said that I'm checking it wrong, that the octane is high, and Donald Mercado Kim said, no, the octane is high, why would the oil companies bring it up if they were told by the state that they can legally lower it? You tell me. If the state told you, you don't have to pay taxes no more, are you still going to pay taxes? It's common sense. No, no way. So, what's up with that? Okay, so I'm just telling you what it is. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you check your owner's manual, folks, it specifies in there the octane that you should be running. And most of you have the owner's manual saying, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Go read it. How many of you read that? You only read it at the funeral. When your engine is done. On the newer cars coming out, it requires 92. All European cars require 92. And every time I see people at service stations with European cars, I swing on in just for my curiosity to see what grade they're buying. And 99% of them buying 87, which is not 87. It's lower. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. And that's why a lot of people with Porsches and Mercedes and BMWs and Volvos, they all complain how the car always gives problems. It does, because it's the wrong fuel. It's like eating the wrong food. You'd be sick. Same with the car. Feed it the right stuff, and it'll be running perfect the rest of its life. So, anyway. On the Royal Purple Motor Oil, we recommend changing it every 15,000. Okay? 15,000 miles. Not before that. Because it will not get dirty. Oh, I gotta say, except for Wanda's car. Hers is an exception. It gets dirty in 3,000. I don't know why. But anyway. I recommend checking your tire pressures, because the underinflated tires are the ones that have a problem. They have cupping problem. They have exploding problems. All kinds of problems. Because the tires were not intended to be run on low pressure. The newer tires are running at higher pressures, not lower. But evidently, the tire people and the people, the technicians, all from the 40s, so back then it was 32 pounds. So they're still with 32 pounds. But it's not the same tires, okay? So they got to keep up with the speed. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Those of you that live down the west side and have to commute to town every day, I'd like to hear from some of you on how you like the traffic problem with the rail coming through. It's only going to get worse, you know. You know that. Once it gets to town, it's going to be a bigger problem. So, just be ready. Out there, where it's wide open, and you're having a traffic problem, wait till you get to town. Even worse. Okay, it's break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. We still have some time for taking some calls. And, oh, just to remind you, this year makes the 50th year that Nita's Auto Repair has been in business. This is Nita's Auto Repair's 50th anniversary. And I think they're going to do something. Todd is going to do something on 4th of July. Okay? So, anyway, that was a long time. It seemed like only yesterday. But you know, folks, back then, in the 60s, racing was really good. Life was really good. As we got on more and more, the people have been changing. They're losing that word called aloha. So, why? I don't know. Not like before. The old days, if you're working on your porch, doing a railing or something, all your neighbors come and help you. Today, not even your own family come to help you. What's up with that? So, anyway, getting back to new cars. Highly recommended to wax your new car when you get it back, when you get it home. Okay? Wax it with good wax. Highly, highly recommended. And those of you that hardly wax your car, rub your hand on the surface and feel the surface. If it feels bumpy, rough, it has tiny microscopic metal pieces stuck in the paint. Use the clay bar to remove that. It's called industrial fallout. Number one thing for rusting. Okay? Pull it out. Keep the paint smooth. It's better for the paint. Then it's less chances of the clear coating peeling. Gotta do some work. You can't be lazy. Okay? Anyway. So what are we gonna do if they find that the cost is just astronomical to finish the rail? Anybody ever thought about that? No. Because you have to include the electric power plant in the rail project. That's going to be another astronomical expense. I don't understand how they can come out and do a project without a complete plan. When you go in to do a project, don't you have to have your complete business plan? But these guys can do an incomplete business plan for the rail? What's up with that? Something's wrong. Oh boy, I tell you. What are we going to do? And those bike lanes, I went out and took some time to study it. Five bikes went down King Street in 1 hour. Five. Is it worth it? How many cars have lost that lane? Hundreds of them. I don't know. And the mayor says he covered 700 miles of roadway that he repaved and fixed. Well, Bob just said that several times. They're doing perfectly good roads and they're repaving it. Perfectly good roads. What is it? What's the problem? Don't they have eyes that roads like Wailai and Y Camilo is terrible? That goes to show that the mayor doesn't drive around to check. Just my opinion, folks. You think about it when come election time. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George. You know that the spray for rubber things you said, use that, what is the thing called?
The what?
The thing that you spray rubber stuff like your bushings and all?
Silicone.
Silicone is safe to use with anything?
All rubber and plastic. Silicone is the natural rubber and plastic preserver.
Okay, so if you have anything rubber, then you can just spray it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On my 84 Chevy pickup, I spray all my window tracks and all the rubber stuff on my truck. And you know that all that rubber on my 84 Chevy pickup is original.
You spray it every what?
I spray it, if I get energetic every month. But otherwise, I spray it once every 6 months.
Okay, so the V-Power is still the best. And what is the second?
V-Power.
And the third is V-Power.
Yeah, because see, you know, give you an example. In racing, the people that blow up their engines, majority of the times, the octane was too low. When the octane is low, it knocks the living daylights out of the engine. And that's what breaks the engine.
Okay, also you're saying shifting gears in a automatic, if you're coming down like the pulley, that it's good to shift it into second or third or second gear.
No problem.
Because you said that it will help to preserve the brakes in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What happened to the brakes if you leave it in drive?
Well, you're going to use more brake, and you have a good chance of warping the rotors. And warping the brake rotors is really common on a lot of new cars because right from the factory, they made substandardly thin.
Oh, okay.
Not like the old days. The old days, the brake rotors were super thick.
Okay, now the VIN number you said is only on the safety check only, yeah?
Only on the safety sticker.
So now, if you black it out, but the cops think maybe you stole the safety check.
No, because it has the license number on it too.
Oh, okay.
So why have double?
Okay, so it has the license number already, so
yeah.
That's all that they need.
You just got to look and you see the license number on. The license plate is right in front of them.
Okay, so then they can just get that number and just go make a key?
Not with the license number.
No, I mean with the VIN number?
The VIN number, yes.
So just anybody can take it down, go any place, and just go make a key?
Yep.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Yep. So anyway, we can tell people, but people don't listen. They don't listen until it's stolen. Then it's too late. What is dangerous is police officers carry shotguns and stuff in the trunk. And people are going to make a key, open the trunks, and take out their firearms and bullets. That's dangerous. Oh, that's the signal. We're done. So, again, I'd like to remind you all, Happy New Year. And let's make this year a better one than last year by taking care of each other and bringing aloha back. The aloha that left. Take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.